the Mishavuras, it's a cotton simon shinyat samach gimel sif tezayin. So Mishavuras is cotton on hay. So we say that the loch is a kara needs a shear. Kilaka maybe sif yezayin. We'll explain what it is sif yezayin, and therefore atzei shear is going to be possible. Anything with a loch requirement of shear, so then asik shear is going to be possible. By a chotzer having a pass of four tvachim, or having a tefach on each side. We did this. Yeah. We spoke about it in the bittel, yeah. So holding on the Mishabur is on your Zion. So we said Shir Kara is it has to be Tefach wide, and the Obi has to be Kol Shehu. So it has to be wide enough to be able to hold an Ariach. Ariach is a Levena, which Chazal used, was three Tvachim by three Tvachim. It was like a square. And half of that is a Tefach and a half by three Tvachim. So your Kara is quite long. If you take your car is a tefach wide, you can put the brick perpendicular to the top of the car. A quarter of a tefach will extend on each side, and you'll have a tefach in the middle sitting very well, very nicely on top of the car, and it'll be supported well. We said it has to be wide enough to hold this brick, which is a tefach and a half. So how can you get away with a tefach thickness if you have to hold a brick, which is a brick tefach and a half? You'll stick it out and you'll glue it in, as it were, with a little bit of mud on each end, and that it'll stay well. The kabel oriach. Okay. But to learn arichim, it has to be able to hold bricks, half bricks. It's going to be a three tefachim long and a tefach and a half wide. So it's not enough to hold one brick. It means as wide as your korah has to be, that's the amount of bricks you're going to be able to put on there. Okay. We call Malkam im hayu roichem pesach amavi eser amis. If the width of the mavi is 10 amas wide, we don't need to be able to put in that amount of arichim. It'll hold 18 arichim along the length of the beam, which is a little bit more than 9 amas, with two mashahus. Fisha karis tesha amas, with two mashahuyin, materis b'mavish al-rech of eser amas, midin lobut. So even if theoretically that last piece of kur wasn't there, but if it's 10 amas wide, I move in a little bit less than 3 tefachim, so it's lobut. And I start my kara there. That would be valid. I have like a bracket sticking out, supporting the kara. So there's no kara. That bracket is not wide enough to be considered a kara, whatever it is. So that's fine. So if that part of the kara is not strong enough to hold an ariyah, also fine. So it's like it's not there. So I can sort of center my 9 tefachim and a masha on each end. And I'll have less than 3 tefachim lovet to one side, less than 3 tefachim lovet to the other side. So because they am a 6 tefachim, so I need really just a little more than 9 amas, which to be able to get lovet on both sides. Okay, now since an Ariach is three tochim long, so that's 18 Arichim, and I guess a Mashul. Okay. It's within the share of love to each side, and that's called that's a form of love. So why is it after showing to be able to hold these bricks? If it's something which it's a very strong thing, can handle multiple things, it's clear it's there to be like some way to be being mashamish the mavi. But otherwise, it's just some light thing. It doesn't look clear like why it's there. So that's why it has to be able to hold a certain amount of weight. Okay. Yud Ches. Mamidim. So if you have supports to your kara, the hainu, in hinis mechos al yosedus hayosis min hakosel, it's not laying directly on top of the wall, but rather there's some type of a bracket extending out from the wall, and the kara is sitting on that bracket. Shem beruch min tefach lo be'orkan sholish. So, but the bracket itself is not large enough to be considered a kara. So it's not part of the Korah, but it's support. It's just the support of the Korah, right? But this, for this, there's one opinion which says for this maimed to be acceptable, it has to be able to support the weight of the Korah with its arichim on top of it. And but since it's part of the Korah process, even though it's not actually a Korah, it has to be able to hold one more brick of its own. It does not need to have its own. It's not part of the Korah, so it doesn't need to have a din of being makabel and ariyah. Okay. So if it was a tefach wide, so it's part of it's a korah. It's a partial korah. Vegam hoya b'orkan shalish kreshite hakorah lovud lakosul, and therefore we said it can't be three tefachim long, because if it is, it means the korah is starting three tefachim away from the wall. So this is not a korah, and the korah is not loved to the wall. So it has to be that it's not three tefachim long. It has to be able to support the korah. The kabel chatz the way the kviyam of orbis if you're like we explained before. The kabel the ain noisim of the ariach. It doesn't. You're not putting any bricks there. In other words, what's the argument? The argument is that we're saying that this thing has to look like it's kavua. And how do we do that? By saying it's so strong that you can put live things on top of it. That makes it kavua. So part of the kavua is that the thing that it's, the bracket which is supporting it should look kavua. Otherwise, if the bracket supporting it looks like very flimsy, so you can have this wonderfully nice big thick beam, and obviously it's only a temporary because its support is weak. So we should measure the strength of its support by it itself is able to makabel ariach. That's what Chazal gave us, is the shear of showing that it has the strength. So the shita says no. The kara who the bein and kviyas kehecht to heavy hakera ma'alya amamidel l'toli bekera b'ditu. But they're not part of the hekker. They have to be strong enough to be able to support the car, but that the car can do its thing, and that's all you need. Now, Lamaisa, he says that scenario. Okay. Your test. Hoysa kara agula. So it's round. So sarshadiva kefa shalosh tvachim shalosh yesh baruch b'tefach. It has to be a diameter of a tefach, and we say in general, if the circumference is three tochim around, approximately it has a diameter of a tefach. Mishabura says we have another problem over here. Some gimel. It's a very nice strong thing, but you can't put a riach on it, it's not going to sit because it's curvy on top. We deal with it as if it'd be flat, like you cut it, like as if you sawed it down the middle. Okay. Now, let's say, however, in Sefchav, Hoysa Akuma, the beam which is being used is a little bit crooked, it's a little bit bent, so you have a scenario where it's bending downwards, it's bending upwards, or it's bending, it's bowing, there's a bow to it, either in towards the mobile or out away from the mobile. We have all those scenarios. Okay. And the bend is extending away from the mavi, beyond the walls of the mavi. So we said a current camp doesn't work beyond the walls of the mavi. Oh, another scenario which we would have this problem was not that it was, but oil malam yesim. Allah said a current which is put above esim is possible. So even if I put it lower than 20 amas, but part of it is curved upwards above 20 amas. Olamatim is sorry, it has to be at least 10 tefachim off the ground, and part of it is bowing. There's a bow which is going down into 10 tefachim. Roim kol kashilu yinot achmimis vein bein zel zesh loshin sheira imlav psula. So we use love it. So that part which is bent improperly is possible. It's like it doesn't exist. Simply just a very minimal amount to say that the parts which are in the right place are love with each other and ignore the bent. But if it's more than three tefachim, see the part that you ignore, so you just you have two pieces, you don't have a full kara. So that's possible.
So it's their assignment.
Okay.
The assignment of the that these people want us to go ahead.
These will all be all problems by kara. It's too high, too low, it's extending outwards, etc. So take the piece out, and then we'll say love it. So that's going to be how we solve the problem. Part of the piece of the kara is beyond where it's supposed to be. It's too high or too low, or it's extending outwards too far. So that piece is not good. All of it's in the right place. Even though the curve is much longer than three tefachim long, is kshera. The minan rayon and kilo hoysab shuta. So, but again, by the curvature, we're going to end up with you can't really put your bricks there. Right, but we ignore that. We deal with it in this kula of curve. We deal with it as if it would be flat. But if we only say that once it's in the place where it's supposed to be, we'll deal with straightening out the curve. But if it's not supposed to be where it's supposed to be, that doesn't. We can't do that to solve the problem. The halacha chavava in shama chen b'shar yerushalim al maseber ganyak b'chen b'shu d'eben ozer mafak b'chen b'zeh ayin sham. They are actually masupik, and maybe you cannot say this idea as if it's flat. Even the Gemara says it in conjunction with the case of the round beam. So round beam is a normal thing. It's a full piece of wood. It's not for krum. It just happened to be that it's round as opposed to being cut in the middle. So we say, you know what? We'll say there's a locha. Kilu, there is a spot in here which is straight. I can't access that because of stuff on there's something on top. But it's there. So theoretically, my kara is usable. But over here, my kara is bent. So when you take the eel, it's flat. It's not flat. Okay. So how would you do that? So that's what they're masupik about this. He says, from the Rishonim, you see that is acceptable. I just want to take a look over here in the Mishnah. Dear Shul. Chazanish is passing like the Mashir. Okay, fine.
I thought the stem of Chafam is the same as Banir Chanukah Chafam. It doesn't work as a hacker. People don't see Banir Chanukah. But Banir Chanukah, I thought we said also that if it's like an apartment building, then you'll see. You'll look further up the building. And here we don't see. You keep looking up the car. It's the same exact thing. But somehow if it goes above 20, it's possible over here. Even though it's Mishum Hacker and it starts below 20 and it just extends above. You can't be made. So then you can't
send it. The argument by the apartment building scenario really is an interesting question, because our Iker Hadlaka is for the people inside the apartment, right? So if it was man that the Iker Hadlaka was outside, the fact that it's, you would go out onto your porch 30 amas up and light it, I'm not sure that you would be makai in that halacha. Just deal with the situation if there are other apartment buildings nearby, so there's somebody else staring at you from that height, or if the apartment building is higher or lower than the rest of the area around it. So I'm sitting in the street, and there's, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, there's four levels of building before the street level. So from my vision, it's, you know, but Erechanami, if you want to be a kabbalah of a lock of a chutz, the fact that it's and the building alone wouldn't necessarily solve the problem. There is a discussion by sukkah. So that. Do you say that since you can follow the walls up to see the sky, that it's acceptable? I don't remember the details on that. The mice, when we use that. Okay, let's hold it here. Break for a minute.